If you want to know how different CEOs are thinking about AI these days, just ask the consultants they ask for advice. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. It sure feels like we're on the verge of an artificial intelligence revolution in many workplaces. New tools like chatbots and image generators have taken the tech world by storm. But many businesses across the economy are still figuring out what exactly it means for them. That's often where firms like Accenture come in. It offers business services and consulting, and last month surveyed more than 2,300 C-suite leaders in different industries around the world about how they're thinking about integrating generative tools into the workflow. Lan Guan is the global lead for data and AI at Accenture. She says the survey found almost universal enthusiasm.
97% of the survey leaders, right, they were telling us they strongly believe that this technology will be worth of long-term investment. We also have survey leaders who are telling us they are not there yet. That's why, in fact, a lot of the conversations that we have been driving from Center of Excellence over the last couple of months is actually demystifying, right, for clients to say, okay, these are the, 10 things that you need to be preconditioning your systems, your data, right, so that you actually are getting more prepared.
Can you give me some examples of how business leaders are actually looking to integrate this technology? What are some of the use cases that are the most prominent?
If we look at the existing use cases that are top of mind for cross-industry clients, there are five of them, okay? A lot of clients are looking at how generative AI is impacting software development space, right? They want to know, okay, how do I use the generative power of this artificial intelligence to auto-generate system documentation, to write code, to automate testing, right? To, come up with test cases. So that's one. I think second thing is the customer service, right? So again, using generative AI to handle simple support requests, to do call summarization, to help agents become more productive. That's also another overwhelming theme. I would say the third area is actually in finance and accounting. We're seeing business leaders are getting more interested, again, to use generative AI combined with some other quantitative plugins, right? Basically, plugins are able to do quantitative analysis to do, for forecasting, for example, of the market trends, to also do some simple data analysis using generative AI. So I just found those three themes happening today, everywhere, every day is quite interesting. So if I look forward a little bit in 2 years, right, I will call out two other things that I think could be coming a new trend. One is actually in the marketing and content space. Okay, so the impact of generative AI on creative is pretty profound. So obviously, there are a lot of creative talents today are playing with generative AI kind of tools, right? Could be text tools, writing tools, could be, image tools. But we predict that in 2 years, more and more of them will be using this across the entire content supply chain, not only generating copies, also using generative AI to produce visuals and personalized ads that are tailored to customers' specific needs. So I think there's a lot of potential there.
I think a lot of workers hear about these kinds of plans for rolling out this technology with some amount of trepidation about what it might mean for their jobs. I mean, do you have a sense of how companies are thinking about how their human workforces fit into this picture?
I would say this is top of mind for many, many of my clients. The role of generative AI to bring more augmentation to everything we do is so profound. I would say the second part is actually training. So as part of our training curriculum, we also focus on this persona to bring, you know, different kinds of courses. Maybe for the technical track, you have to take 40 hours, right? You know, training, you know, a week. But then the, for business track, we focus on application. We focus on ethics issues of the AI. So something that I think has been resonating very, very well with our business leaders.
When it comes to ethics and, you know, potential for bias or, you know, other issues with the outputs of generative AI, you know, how are you thinking about that?
I think, first of all, right, the topic of ethics and bias is absolutely in every single client conversations we're having. More guardrails need to be put in place because of the generative nature of this type of AI. That's why in Accenture, we are approaching this using a very holistic, responsible AI framework, going beyond ethics and fairness. Now we're adding things like accuracy. So making sure that there's no toxicity, there's no cultural biases, right? You're taking care of all these cultural nuances in the language outputs, in your video outputs is something that, again, we are addressing using responsible AI.
Lan Guan is a senior managing director at Accenture. We'll have the full Pulse of Change survey fielded by Accenture in June, as well as the rest of our coverage on how AI is changing work. We featured a number of stories on that topic last week in our special series, AI on the Job. That's all linked at our website, marketplacetech.org. Jesus Alvarado produced this episode. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.